That's when time runs out on a negotiation between the workers and the MTA. Mediators have recommended the railroad's 6,000 workers receive a 2.5% wage increase over 6 years, retroactive to when the last contract expired in 2010. But the MTA rejected that recommendation to the chagrin of union chief Anthony Simon.
It's a modest increase. So yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised they find money for everybody but the working men and women.
Simon spoke after a press conference on Friday with union officials and a few of the 12 New York members of Congress who signed a letter supporting the railroad workers. The two sides plan to continue talks next week in Washington, D.C. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.